Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
News today.
All right, we are continuing here. Let me give you a quick breakdown of really what's happening in Sacramento County, especially to try to spread this virus across America as a way to politically hurt Trump. So if you can bring up that story, it's a press release from Sacramento County from March 9th. And in that press release, the county says that in their shift from containment to mitigation, they're no longer going to have any quarantines, and they're no longer even testing people who are in high-risk groups. So what we have here now, even though the county admits that there are only 10 confirmed infections in the entire county, what we actually have is a deliberate surrender to the virus on purpose in order to allow it to spread in California. Now, if you are listening to this and you live in Sacramento County, you should call your officials in that county. You should demand their arrest or demand they reverse this. I'm calling for Trump to deploy the military to take control of Sacramento County. And as we heard with Stuart Rhodes yesterday, the military's role in this should be to protect public health, set up hospital triage units for the surge of cases that's coming, especially in places like Central and Northern California. So we're not talking about military enforcing quarantines at gunpoint and locking people in their homes. We're talking about the military supporting testing, which is necessary, and then helping maintain quarantines of high-risk individuals for a reasonable amount of time to make sure that this does not spread. That is how South Korea successfully has shut this thing down. It's how Taiwan shut it down. It's how Singapore shut it down. And the reason you have over, 12,000 infections in Italy and the hospitals overrun almost to the point of total collapse, the collapse of Italy is now threatened. Why? Because they acted too late. They did not do the early things that Singapore did and South Korea did and Taiwan did, and even Hong Kong, by the way. And when you have a county in California, Sacramento County, deliberately engaging in criminal sabotage to spread this virus across America, then it is absolutely time for President Trump to declare a national emergency, send the military into Sacramento County, seize control of the public health department there, arrest the officials, march them out, prosecute them, put them in jail, and reestablish basic modern medical common sense. That's exactly what I'm calling for. You can quote me on that. It has to be done. You cannot allow these radical left-wing anti-Trump lunatics in California to sacrifice the health of their own citizens in their effort to spread the panic and spread the disease and try to create an economic collapse. And it's long past time. Anybody still saying this is just the flu? You don't know what you're talking about. Trump has got to get serious. He's already started to do that. He now needs to declare a national emergency, and he needs to make it very clear. Any counties that are going to try to sabotage the nation are going to be seized by the military. That is what must be done in America right now. Now, fortunately, here in Texas, we have a governor who understands all of this. Our governor in Texas will work to protect the people. And there are governors, even Democrat governors, such as Governor Inslee in Washington State, who also can do the math. He seems to understand exactly what's happening. He's prepared to issue a statewide lockdown in Washington State, it sounds like, very soon. I'm predicting a closure of the Seattle airport in the not-too-distant future, and possibly some quarantine lockdown measures involving Seattle and surrounding areas in Washington State. The more we achieve what's called social distancing suppression factors, the fewer deaths we will have this summer, and the more successful our national healthcare system will be in responding to this. You have to control the number of infections and deaths, reduce that number to a manageable level, because if the hospitals get overrun, then the mortality rate skyrockets to 10 to 15%, especially among the elderly. So that's a wrap-up of where we are right now in America. I know a lot of great guests are coming up next on the show. I'm going to be, I believe, hosting for the next couple of minutes. So stay with us. We'll be back with more updates as this unfolds, this vicious disease that Trump is now trying to beat while saving his presidency and saving our nation. Stay with us.
Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus, the PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com are the highest quality supplements, herbal food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
So by now, of course, you know that Tom Hanks and his wife were reportedly diagnosed with coronavirus and are currently in isolation in a hospital in Australia. Now, of course, there's some conjecture that maybe Tom Hanks, some say, might be faking it in order to spread panic or fear about the virus. Personally, I don't think that Tom Hanks would lie about this thing, this epidemic. My belief is that because Tom Hanks, you know, he shakes a lot of hands, he's a very visible figure, he was working on a movie set reportedly in Australia, and Australia has an uncontained outbreak situation happening there. So Tom Hanks is actually the kind of person with the kind of social interaction that would be exposed to this, just like, frankly, President Trump is as well, and members of Congress who are running for office. And we've seen members of the government in Iran die because of this virus, and large numbers of people all over the world, health officials in Europe, have been diagnosed with the virus. So I don't think, I mean, my guess is Tom Hanks isn't making it up, but it's possible. I admit it's possible. My guess is that he's really got it, but he will beat it because he'll get, of course, very good health care. Tom Hanks, maybe he's aware of antiviral nutraceuticals. He's probably demanding intravenous vitamin C therapy right now. That's what I would be doing. If I were diagnosed, I would immediately call up some of my friends in alternative medicine and say, look, hit me with 50,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and that would be a great treatment. You know, and it would probably have a very good effect. In fact, China is now running multiple clinical trials looking at the effects of vitamin C intravenously in order to stop this virus and actually treat it. So it's going to be interesting to watch how that goes. Now, understand that intravenous vitamin C treatment is very different from oral consumption. Orally, it's very hard to get even 20,000 milligrams without experiencing, you know, typically loose stools or something like that. Your digestive tract can't handle that much. But intravenously, some doctors or alternative naturopaths will give you 50,000 milligrams, which is 50 grams, or even 75 grams, or in some cases even 100 grams. So my guess is if you combine that, and this is a very important message that I think Trump needs to get out there, you know, there are things that people can do right now that involve vitamin C and vitamin D3. I mean, Gary Haven yesterday mentioned magnesium and zinc as well. You know, Alex mentioned elderberry. There are many things that can be done right now. You could change your diet. You could save your life. You could start eating healthier and maybe stop the spread from someone else. You know, a lot of the strategies here, it's about breaking the cycle of the exponential spread. So there are really only two ways to do that right now. Number one is social distancing. You stay home, you stop going to social events. Secondly is antiviral, nutraceuticals, vitamins, minerals, supplements, things that work, herbs that work. And there are lots of those out there in the marketplace. And I've just mentioned some of them. There are many more being studied as well. And, you know, this, nobody really has to be in even a 2% risk for this. I believe you could get your personal risk down to 0.1%, which is about the same as the seasonal flu, just by relying on nutraceuticals. Now, we can't prove it yet. We don't have the scientific data yet because it's so early in this. But then again, there's no vaccine. There's no pharmaceutical. So what's the harm in boosting your immune function, right? What's the harm in taking vitamin C? There's no harm at all. There's no downside to it. It's safe. It's affordable. It's effective. It boosts immune function in many ways that can help protect you against many, many things. And typically, many of these supplements reduce inflammation. So when we look at the mechanisms of coronavirus, at how it increases inflammation dramatically, especially in lung tissue, actually scarring lung tissue, then you need to look at what you're eating and what you're taking. Are you eating a highly pro-inflammatory diet of fried foods and junk foods and soda and smoking cigarettes or things like that? All of those things can become very serious, even deadly risk factors if you are subjected to this infection. So if you ever needed an excuse, you know, to clean up your diet and eat healthier and turn to nutraceuticals as a good frontline defense mechanism, boost your immune function, this is a good time to do it. And I find it fascinating that people on the left, they normally want to promote natural health and natural medicine, but now suddenly when the coronavirus is out there, they say, oh, it's bad to talk about boosting immune function. It's bad to be healthy. It's bad to be buying hand sanitizer. They're insane. And by the way, wasn't the mainstream media telling us this whole time before all this, oh, everybody should buy more stuff. Buy more stuff. It's good for the economy. Remember President Bush is like, buy more stuff to help the economy. So we're always told to buy more stuff, but then suddenly when there's a virus, it's like, stop buying stuff. What? Where does that come from? I thought you told us to buy more stuff. Now it's not. Don't buy stuff. Don't buy masks. Don't buy food. Don't buy hand sanitizer. Are you kidding me? So I guess the advice is you're supposed to buy more stuff, but only when you're not panicked. If you have fear, it's not okay to buy stuff. But if you don't have fear, it's perfectly great to buy stuff. Well, then what about all the pharmaceutical advertising? Because that's all fear-based. You know, they say, oh, you're going to die from cancer in 6 months unless you take this chemotherapy. You know, the oncologist tells you. That's fear-based decision-making at the cancer clinic. The media never attacks that, do they? Even though chemotherapy, the number one side effect, is more cancer. By the way, chemotherapy kills more people than cancer. So if you didn't know that, you know, do your research, because chemotherapy is more deadly than cancer. But they don't say that. They don't admit that. They say people died from the cancer when they really died from the chemotherapy.
All right, Mike Adams, you have done a great job. I'm glad you hosted a few segments so I wouldn't be interrupting here. I expect the president to start restricting more foreign flights. And I expect some announcements on the northern and southern border, particularly the southern. It's the most porous. When do you think he's going to make some of those announcements?
Well, I would think that within the next 10 days, for sure, he'll start getting real serious about domestic flight restrictions, about the border, because it's a very politically charged issue. I don't know when that will happen, but it needs to happen now. And Trump needs to deploy the military and just ignore the critics on that. Just do it. Deploy the military, protect the border, stop the infections from walking in.
Mike, great job. NaturalNews.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And I already mentioned this, but I'm going to go over this again. Trump bans travel from Europe for 30 days. Really, he just called for more intensive screening. Democrats want to reverse Trump's travel bans despite coronavirus spread, and then they call that racist. You cannot make it up. Coronavirus travel ban, Eurocrat complains Europe is Trump's scapegoat, slams nationalism. Unbelievable. Those articles are up on Infowars.com. Jim Acosta complains Trump's xenophobia for calling Corona 19 a foreign virus. AOC says people aren't going to Chinese restaurants due to racism around the coronavirus. Really, I was in a Japanese restaurant the other night. So this is the type of garbage that's going on. Meanwhile, coronavirus is 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu, Trump Task Force immunologist says. But notice the lethality keeps going down. I'm still saying it's a serious virus. You don't want it. It's man-made and it's mutating. And I haven't gotten to my big prime projection on all this. But I'm going to do that when we come back in the next segment ahead of Joel Skousen. Separately, I'm very, very proud of the Super Silver Immune Gargle that we've had out for over 3 years. It is a bestseller. And it was sold out in the 16-ounce, the 3.4-ounce, and the 1-ounce spray bottle. And I use it personally for topical. I use it in my throat as well. And I also ingest it. It is designed for that. It has nano silver at 15 parts per million so that it is ingestible. I would still consult your physician and be safe with any of this because it does, on record, take out many viruses and bacteria. And I've got all the studies right here and the facts of that. Mainstream media tries to act like we're just making that up. And, ooh, some other groups got in trouble for their claims. Drinking bleach saying it cures all disease. I didn't say that. I think that's BS. I'm saying topically, or if it makes contact with a virus, silver's documented, and the studies are so legion, it'll make your head spin. And it's back in stock at 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. And then Living Defense sold out for almost 5 months. The people love, you've heard the rave reviews of what it's done for them, what it's done for their families, what it's done to their overall gut flora and health. You like probiotics? This is next level. Living Defense sold out for months and months now, back in stock, discounted as well, and your purchase funds the InfoWar while you see them all over the news saying, arrest me, get me, I'm a criminal, shut him down. They can't stand we're on air. They want to be able to carry out what they're about to do without us on air. They don't want you to have a voice. They want to take your voice. Standing together, they're not going to get away with that.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The entire Western world is starting to shut down as authorities brace for millions of coronavirus cases in the U.S. alone. It's an amazing time to be alive. Yes, the globalists are making their move against America, against Trump. Yes, Hollywood and big tech and the NBA are all canceling events to create the biggest amount of hysteria they can to then try to hurt the economy. The question is still open. How deadly is this virus? Well, here's what we know. And we've chronicled this with the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that became world law, and scientists and researchers ad nauseum with the actual research papers out of India and other major prestigious universities around the world, that the coronavirus is a ridiculously man-made virus, a chimera with a bunch of different families of viruses spliced together with an HIV delivery system welded onto it as well. Not HIV, but the HIV virus delivery system. And it's a tiny virus. It's very, very sophisticated, and it is killing people. But from day one, the communist China lockdown, people being boarded up in their houses, the checkpoint, people being shot in the head, the media praised it. And day one, 6 weeks ago, corporate media praised China, but when Trump talked about stopping flights, and we said, yeah, that's a great idea, they went, oh, my God, it's so xenophobic. Then a week later, South Korea, Japan, Russia, all these other stopped flights. When Trump did it a week later, they freaked out in the media and said it was pure evil. So did China. So did the U.N. The U.N.'s response, shooting people at checkpoints, was good. Trump saying we're going to stop flights from China when everybody else had, bad. And that's when you see the agenda. Man-made virus, so they can release it. They've already tested it in the lab. They know. Hell, in China, they even got human prisoners. They know how it's going to be replicated on human test subjects, not just rats and pigs and bats that also can get it. And so you pull back from it, and you watch all the different ways it's connected. It's clear. There are already first two, then four, now 10 different strains. Some strains are more deadly than others. It's mutating very quickly. And it's a chimera so that it's got a whole family of families connected together so that it's very hard to track where it came from. You have the original virus bought in 2015 from North Carolina University that Obama allowed the transfer of. That was a big national controversy. And then once they had that chimera, they were able to get a functioning chimera. Very hard to build a virus like that that could then be modified further. And so now we know what's happening. It's spreading quickly. They're using it to paralyze the economy. They're creating hysteria-like fear. This is the globalist plan to teach us to live under lockdown, to teach us that there's this invisible enemy, even worse than terrorists, that we've got to give our rights up and take the forced inoculations and do what they say. shut down the Taiwanese protests, shut down the Chinese that were revolting, change the subject from the Chinese trade war they lost. It's clear. They're now telling us it's going to mutate for years. And, oh, don't worry, a few years from now when it's really bad, we'll have a vaccine. But it'll always be a new mutation. So when you pull back from this, it's clear. This is the year 2020. And the UN and the Bilderberg Group and the Davos Group always said, we will use bio-weapon events and plagues to bring in world government and have control. And that's how you make countries coordinate with each other. That's how you create international bodies that control it, who will then be your saviors and will also be your jailers while they take control of your life. And then this virus is a chimera, so there's so many variants of it, others can be slipped out whenever they want that are designed to target certain groups. And so one gets released here that targets a group, another gets released there, but they've tested them in the laboratory knowing they'll only kill for so long and then mutate into a harmless or less lethal version, so that it just muddies the waters of the providence or the fingerprints, the signature of the virus, so that now there's a whole new family of chimeras out there that the globalists can experiment on us with, the lethality, the spreadability, but also they can then even create race-specific weapons down now to an individual person and use this as the ultimate assassination weapon, where you can release this in a general area knowing it's going to take out a particular person or group of people. It'll then mutate into a harmless form, and you've got the ultimate nanotech weapon, because that's what a designer virus is at the microscopic level, spliced together with others, programmed, and then pre-tested how it's going to mutate. You have the ultimate 21st century weapon. It'll create the fear, the hysteria, and have people begging and pleading, do whatever it takes, just protect me from a virus that probably kills 0.5%. Still worse than the flu. Notice it was 15%, they thought, and then it was 5%, and then now it was 2%, and now the White House is saying it's 10 times stronger than the flu. So maybe 1%. But regardless, it's still big because it's the main globalist thrust. And that's what I wanted to just get out here today, that the system doesn't want you to be prepared. They don't want you to be healthy. They don't want you to be ready. They don't want you to be informed. And they don't want you to question the way to take this down. It's a man-made virus that came out. You can just type that in. Major universities say it's a man-made virus. Then they show the evidence in big papers how it was done and how it was spliced in. And then the UN criticized them, so they withdrew it, but not for reasons. They said under pressure. And then another university came out and said the same thing. Mainline journals are saying, looks like it's man-made. And now there's headlines in Politico, the New York Times, oh, the conspiracy theorists in Russia and China and Brazil and Mexico, they're all saying it's man-made. And then there's scientists come out and go, yeah, we looked at it under an electron microscope, and you can see, because it's so small, they haven't learned how to slice stuff together that small where it isn't obvious. I mean, a pizza's been cut up. You see the pieces. You see the pieces. And it's all, it's a blob, and it's all been slapped together. It's the microscopic level. It doesn't just come together sweetly. It's a big slapped together, you know, thing that was then miniaturized so it could be airborne, so it could get into your lungs, every part of it made so that it was spread, so that everybody would end up learning they've been infected with it. So the hysteria will reach fever pitch once the test kits get out. And that's why Trump says, oh, it's no problem, no big deal. And then, oh, we'll put the test kits out. And then they don't put the test kits out because the White House knows. An earlier non-lethal version was put out. A later, more lethal version was put out. And then some super versions that they know retrograde and break down and mutate into harmless were put out to create high death rates in small pockets as the test. You can put it all together and integrate the information with tens of thousands of other data points, but that's it. It's artificial. It's the deep state working with the Chi-Coms to launch this to bring in global government and tyranny and embarrass Trump. And Bill Gates, of course, ran tabletops 3 months ago saying it was all coming. Now he has test kits going out and is the savior of us all sitting on top of it. And he wants his broadcast shut down and finances national TV shows against InfoWars. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Again, we're the smartest people I know. That's why we have him on the broadcast a lot. He's a former Marine Corps officer, naval aviator, Vietnam era, and one of the top experts on the globalist and their larger plan. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. If you just tuned in, people always ask why I say my name to start the segment. Radio stations go off ratings instead of TV stations. You've got to say who you are, the name of the show coming in. I don't want to just, Alex Jones. That's how people, they'll know what show they're tuned into. He is the editor-in-chief of worldaffairsbrief.com. I'm with Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And you notice I'm being super demonized right now everywhere. They claim that I'm selling toothpaste that I say will cure you of the coronavirus. Never said that. We have a company that makes it out of Colorado that has certified that it takes out viruses in general and in that same family of corona, not this corona, but it's the same deal. I sell the toothpaste as a tooth whitening toothpaste with nano silver. So it's all over the news. You're hoping I get arrested or something. It's just absolutely crazy that goes on. The immune gargle, the same nano silver that's so good for your body, so good for your mouth, it's back in stock. We also have the Living Defense that's so popular after almost 5 months sold out. That's back in stock, and that's how you fund the operation. These are great products. We're demonizing people that have storable foods and even saying that's bad. So I'm going to stop right there, but I want to just have Joel Skousen take over this segment and the next. I mean, I'll be here. I'll take him in and out of the breaks because I want him to be able to really flow with what he thinks is most important and what he thinks is coming next. He's thought this is quite serious as well, just like Mike Adams. Obviously, they're using it to implode the economy, but they've shown themselves now saying China did good shooting people at checkpoints and welding them into homes, and Russia did good, and South Korea blocking flights. But when Trump did, he was bad later. And now saying, oh, they have a bill introduced, the Democrats do, and federal judges say they're preparing to block Trump stopping unchecked flights. And all this means you have to have a medical checkup first from Europe. So I think they really revealed themselves. But instead of me taking Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com, editor-in-chief there, down my roads, let's let him host the next two segments. Joel, thanks for being here, and please give us your expertise on this.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's good to be with you again. Let me compare. And my assessment of the coronavirus is actually that it's less serious than what is being hyped in terms of its actual health effects on people. Let me give you some understanding. Of course, the bigger effects are going to be the economic effects from shutting down the economy and shutting down public venues during this period. But compared to the common flu, 8% of Americans get the flu each year, with perhaps on average about 60% of those of Americans are exposed to it. 11,000 people have already died this year from the common flu. The death rate, of course, is difficult to tell because a lot of flu cases go unreported, but the CDC estimates around 2%. The Chinese death rate from the coronavirus, if you can believe their statistics, is around 2.3%. So not a lot of difference in death rates, but there is a great deal of difference in the infection rate of the coronavirus versus the common flu. Probably 80% of people exposed to coronavirus were going to get symptoms, 80% instead of just 8% of Americans with a common flu. And that's because this is a weaponized virus, and so it's meant to be able to transfer more rapidly to people. But despite that, few people die from it. Fatality rate will climb to 15% for the elderly and those in bad health, but less than 1% for the rest of us. And that's really important to understand in terms of your ability to resist this virus, is to make sure that you get on a healthy regimen. And I mean, you shouldn't be overweight. You shouldn't be eating any junk food. You've got to be eating a lot of natural and organic food. And then you've got to be using some of the really good herbal and products, the kinds that Alex sells, for example, NanoSilver. Products are very, very good at killing all of these types of coronaviruses. Now, you can't point to any medical, you know, studies to prove these types of things, but there's a lot of real serious anecdotal evidence that does support that. Additional evidence proves that megadoses of vitamin C kills the viruses. I have personal experience with this. When I start to get a cold, I can down 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C every 2 hours, and that cold will be gone within the day, gone. And you can see, even if you've got a full-blown cold, I can suppress the symptoms with 1,000 milligrams every 2 hours. And so, you know, vitamin C is a very powerful antiviral suppressant. And then, of course, there's this famous fire cider recipe, which is available. You can always find that on the Internet. But it's basically a combination of ground-up garlic, horseradish, ginger root, cayenne pepper, and extracted with an apple cider vinegar mix, and you strain out the solids after a couple of weeks of sitting in this solution, and take a few tablespoons of that, and it's very, very powerful against these viruses of all types. And remember, the common cold is a coronavirus like the COVID-19. But probably 80% of people exposed to the coronavirus will get symptoms. But it's interesting that most people have, especially healthy people, have mild symptoms, and especially children. It's really only the elderly people 60 and above, and especially those who have compromised health, things are going to get sick. So a lot of this depends on how much exposure you get. For example, the doctor in China who tried to warn the Chinese government, got arrested for it, was kept in solitary confinement. He got a massive dose of exposure to it. And that's why he is a fairly young person and healthy, died from it because of the massive exposure. You're not going to get that kind of massive exposure unless you get into a forced quarantine situation with the coronavirus and people who are infected. That's why it was bad policy for the Japanese and the United States government to quarantine the Diamond Princess in Japan and not let people off the ship. Unlike early assurances, COVID-19 is capable of airborne transmission. They have told us for weeks now that you have to actually contact or sneezing or water droplets with the virus that get on the surface to make this contagious. Absolutely false. Princeton University has come out now with a study, which I'll be linking to in Friday's World Affairs Brief, about the fact that it is airborne, like the common cold, and it can last in the air up to 3 hours. And so if you get stuck in a foreign forced quarantine, stuck on an airplane with people you can contact and get infected with coronavirus because of it is an airborne virus. So it's more contagious than the flu, but not particularly lethal for healthy people. It is airborne, you can actually survive very well, and I think most people will get better from the coronavirus unless they have compromised health risks. A lot of the deaths, for example, in Washington State, which exceeded, I guess, 14 or 15, came from people in old folks' home who were visited by people who were infected by coronavirus and died from it. So avoid forced quarantine with a large public. It's okay, and those are what they should have done with the Diamond Princess, allow people to go home with wearing gloves, with wearing a mask so that they don't infect other people, get into a self-quarantine. Even hospitals in Washington State now are sending people home rather than putting them in the hospital where they circulate the air with other patients, and you run the risk, as it happens in most
hospitals. Exactly. So they use these cruise ships and things to incubate the virus.
That's right. And that's what happens with, a hotel in the Virgin Islands that ends up getting quarantined and locked down. People are going to get sick by being stuck in the same air circulation system with other sick people.
All right, stay right there. They're not idiots. China, all these groups know that was going to only spread this faster. Clearly, they're using it as a political weapon. They admit they're using it. The Democrats have been very badly disciplined. They've admitted they hope this brings down Trump in America. I think Trump's been forced to say he's taking stronger actions so he doesn't get blamed for what's happening. But what does that do to the stock market? And who does Joel Skousen think is behind this? Because, I mean, there's a bunch of universities and groups now that look at this virus and said, look, this is man-made. Did it escape out of a lab? More and more, I think deep state released it, even above China, to cause this global chain reaction to then be a global financial reset or more. Joel Skousen gives us his expert take straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And this is Joel Skousen, editor of World Affairs Brief, sitting in for Alex for this segment, the next 10 minutes or so. We're talking about the coronavirus and its impact on the United States. I've discussed in the previous segment how I feel that coronavirus is not that deadly of a virus. The death rate in the United States is probably going to hover around 1 to 2%, which is actually pretty low and in line with the common flu. Those that are most at risk, of course, are those with the compromised immune system, elderly people, and especially if it gets into a pneumonia-like symptoms where the coronavirus starts to damage the cells of the lungs, it starts to fill up with water. Those are the people that die. So it's important that if you start to get symptoms from the flu, that you get on The recommended herbal and natural remedies, such as many that Alex Jones sells on his program, as well as Fire Cider, megadoses of vitamin C, vitamin D3. And it's also a good idea to use as ozonator, air purifier in the home. Ozone kills pathogens in the air. It is very, very effective at precipitating them out of the air. Now, the biggest impact actually from this coronavirus is going to be the economic impact. The current move to limit public meetings, schools, public transport, airlines, sporting events is wise to keep the spread of it down, but it's going to be very, very costly to the economy. And many businesses will not survive this. I'm surprised if the cruise ship industry survives. It will be difficult for many people who with pensions in the stock market to survive because the markets are going to continue to go down. They've dropped now into bear market territory, that is 20% below their peak. But given that, remember that that peak was only reached a couple of months ago, and it's a major bubble. And so everybody's pensing, even at 20% drop in the markets, is not really being hurt at this point compared to the beginning of the year. But this could get a lot worse for businesses, especially with NBA canceling things, the NCAA tournament canceling fan participation. And if any of the players get sick, then they're going to have to cancel like the NBA did because of player-to-player contact will cause people to get sick. So do get in the habit of not touching your nose, your mouth, and your eyes. You can be less concerned about how long and detailed in hand washing if you get over the aspect of touching your nose or your eyes, especially because that's where the virus will get into the system and through the mouth. But just being on your hands, is not that difficult to keep safe from as long as you don't touch your nose or mouth. Now, Trump has suspended travel from Europe for 30 days as part of a response to foreign coronavirus. However, that excludes American citizens who want to get back in the country, though they will have to undergo a quarantine for about 14 days. It also excludes their relatives and travelers from the UK and Ireland. That's brought a lot of controversy because UK and Ireland are not particularly the speed in terms of halting the spread, as is France and other countries. Italy has been particularly hit hard because it did not have a ban on travel for China, and it got into the country, and neither did Iran. Iran has a 14% death rate, which is pretty high, and a lot of that is in the elderly. In Italy, that's the same case. Almost a third of people in Italy are elderly and not particularly healthy. And so that's why the death rate is up to 6%. Italy has closed their bars, restaurants, and most shops as a severe measure to stop the spread of the virus. But it's interesting, in telephone conversations with people I've had in Italy, even in and near the Milan area, which is the hot spot, that's the big commercial center in Italy where a lot of foreign travel takes place, where the virus has really spread. A lot of big corporations state they don't know anyone who has the coronavirus, so it really is spotty. It depends if you get in a cluster of infection where people spread it one to another. But once again, I want to emphasize, I do not think this is that deadly. If you take proper health precautions, and I'm not talking medical protocols, antibiotics you should not be taking, those are really to stop any additional or secondary bacterial infections when you get pneumonia. That's why they give antibiotics for pneumonia, even though pneumonia is 90% a viral disease, which antibiotics don't help with. But this has caused a lot of these superbugs and bacteria to be created that are resistant to antibiotics. So you must be very, very careful about taking antibiotics. They do kill the good bacteria in the gut, and it's very, very difficult to reestablish that flora within the gut, even if you take certain bacterial supplements to do that. It's just important to learn to rely on natural remedies. Now, let me discuss, as Alex said at the end of the last segment, what's the cause of this? It is my opinion, even though there's been a lot of hype on the internet from the left, mostly global research and other organizations like that that come from the left wing that are trying to defend Russia and China, especially China. that are saying this was a U.S. developed virus and was, and I don't think that that's really true. It's very, very clear that the Bio4 lab in Wuhan by China was working on this and many other biological weapons. I published in the World Affairs Briefs the speech by a general some decade ago. It's talked about China. Since they didn't want to destroy the U.S. as an infrastructure, they want Lebensraum or living room for Chinese. They want to depopulate the United States, if you suggest. What they're going to do is use a bioweapon. I think that bioweapon did leak out of the lab, as Lancet Medical Journal pointed out. They have very, very poor limitations on garbage disposal, especially gloves. It's very easy in that scavenger economy in China for people to have rounded up a lot of those gloves, distributed to the fish market, and got it distributed that way. But I think this was blowback to China for working assiduously to try to destroy the West with a biological weapon. I think it's blowback to them, and they're suffering for it. Their economy has suffered, and the largest benefit is that it will force the United States and other economies to start to look for other cheap manufacturing sources rather than China, which in the long term could help slow down China's move to build weapons of mass destruction. As readers of the World Affairs Brief know, it's my considered opinion that Russia and China are both building for a nuclear first strike against the West sometime probably when they're ready militarily, not toward the end of this decade. And China, of course, is pouring in billions and billions of dollars to their weaponization systems, not only hypersonic missiles, but cruise missiles and ballistic missiles. They're not doing this for defensive purposes. The Trump administration is working towards, trying to get China to join with them and Russia in a new extension of the New START treaty, a new treaty involving Russia and China. And while that's good, thinking strategically, because it doesn't do any good, you know, to have a weapons or disarmament treaty with Russia, which cheats on them anyway. If you have a third party that's just as powerful as Russia that you haven't got a treaty with. Now, I don't have any confidence in arms control treaties actually stopping nuclear proliferation. Both Russia and China will cheat. And the United States has secret weapon systems, not necessarily nuclear, that they're devising as well. I mean, nobody is naive enough to believe that those two countries are actually going to disarm when their stated intent as communist countries is to take over the West.
Well, that's right. All right. Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief Editor-in-Chief, thank you for the really informative background info. I agree with you. They've gone from Lancet 15% death rate to 5% to 2%. It is a new novel virus. It's man-made. It's mutating. I believe it's a cover for other weapon systems under the same name in the future. This is a giant global drill for a lockdown and to try to damage the economic system to drive Trump from power. I think Trump now has figured that out and hopefully takes the right actions to deal with that. Thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Alex. Thank you.
In 30 seconds, what else do you think Trump should do?
Well, you know, he's trying to bail out the economy with a lot of economic measures, and the Fed is just pouring billions into the economy. They've got a $500 billion payout to the banks this week to support repo agreements or repurchase agreements. $175 billion a day for the past 4 days. This is tremendously bad for the economy, long-term inflation, but it's bailing out the banks, and Trump shouldn't be doing it.
All right, Joel Skousen, thank you. Find out more at worldaffairsbrief.com. Alex Jones with newswars.com and infowars.com. We've got some new special little news pieces coming up, and then I've got Dr. Steve Pachinik on. He thinks the virus is a bunch of hype as well. We'll get his latest intel. He's got a lot of sources. And then Milo Yiannopoulos is in studio. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.